This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Well, besides cocktails, I'm also a fan of Michigan craft beer. When I learned of a study which found microplastic fibers in Great Lakes beers, it got my attention. Mary Kasuth conducted the study, and she joins me there now. Hi there.
Hi.
So how do microplastics get into the environment? What's the source?
All kinds of ways they can get into the environment. A lot of it just comes from our overall production, which has grown at a staggering rate. In the 1970s, global production was around 30 million tons, and by 2016, according to Plastic Europe, we were generating about 335 million tons globally.
Of plastic.
Yep. So a lot of the stuff is just, we might throw it away. A small portion of it might be incinerated. An even smaller portion might be recycled. But the vast majority of it, almost 80%, is landfilled. And so this just continues to break down. So it's not really terribly shocking when we find it in consumer products or water.
Do these plastics affect human health?
That's a great question. Some of the major concerns are some of the plasticizers that might be added to plastics. Plastics themselves may be inert, but they have things like phthalates and bisphenol A, colorants, UV stabilizers in them.
And some of those are endocrine disruptors, right?
That's right, and that could be an issue. Another problem is that we found in marine environments, at least, these plastic particles are very good at adsorbing chemicals from the water. So things like PCBs, DDT, brominated flame retardants, things like these can actually form a coating on the outside of the plastic particles, which means that we would be ingesting higher amounts of that.
Okay, your study was limited to Great Lakes beers. What kind of limitations on the water? Was this Great Lakes region, or was this definitely from the Great Lakes through a municipal system?
The actual beers that we selected drew water from the Great Lakes, and the reason we decided to do that is a study that came out in 2014 looked at 24 brands of German beer. We wanted to see if that was just a regional problem or if it's in something that we might be suffering from in our neck of the woods as well. So we looked at beers that drew their waters from the Great Lakes, and then we tested the tap water from those regions as well to see if there was any correlation between the amount of plastics we found in the beer and the amount of plastics we found in the tap water.
How did that compare?
Surprisingly, there was no correlation. So that leads us to believe that perhaps the particles are actually getting in through the beer-making process and not from the source water. But we need more research.
Were there any plastics in the source water?
Yes, there were small amounts. Mm-hmm. But they didn't correspond with the amounts that were in the beer.
That's interesting. So you mentioned that study about German beers. Are Great Lakes beers any worse or better than other beers?
Well, according to our averages, we actually had fewer plastic particles in our study for beer than they did.
Are the brewers of the Great Lakes region aware of microplastics in their beers?
I suppose they are now. Because to my knowledge, we have never tested American beers before. So this is kind of a new thing. We didn't publish any of the actual names of the breweries because we don't intend to shame anybody. But we just want evidence that it's there. As long as we know that there's a problem, then we can kind of take some action to protect ourselves from it. But the first step, of course, is trying to figure out if there's a problem at all.
Where did these breweries actually get their water? Which lakes are we talking about?
Oh, all five of the Great Lakes. There were three from Superior, four from Michigan. There was, I believe, only one from Lake Huron, two from Erie, and two from Ontario.
So if we're getting more plastics in the brewing process, any idea where that plastic might be coming from?
We don't really know yet because the beer-making process or the salt-making process or any of the other beverages that we consume, if we find plastic in them, it hasn't really been studied yet. But that is something that I'm hoping to work on in the very near future.
So why did you choose beer over something like bottled water from a municipal system that uses Great Lakes?
So our study had three components, beer, salt, and tap water. And we decided to study beer and salt because each of those had already been tested in other research facilities. And so those were sort of me-too studies to see if we would end up with the same results that they came up with. And then we also started working with this organization called Orb Media. They had all of the resources to gather tap water samples, and so that's kind of how our tap water study came into being. Very soon after my paper was published, my research advisor, Dr. Sam Mason in Fredonia, New York, she actually published a paper that looked at bottled water. So this is kind of a new area of research. There's so many things that one could look at. We just decided to choose those three things.
I'm curious what that bottled water study says, because the impulse is to say, okay, if the tap water has plastic in it, I'll drink bottled water. What did it show?
It's not any better. She looked at 11 brands of bottled water. There were more than 250 samples that she tested. And she used a different method than my method for tap water. But if you compare the same size that I was looking at, there were actually twice as many plastic particles in bottled water than there was in tap water.
There's something really ironic about getting plastic bottled water that has plastic in it because you want to get away from the tap water that has plastic in it.
Right, right. So this is obviously a problem that we can't really filter our way out of. Buying bottled water is only going to contribute to the problem further. So we just need to really have a conversation, a national and maybe international conversation, about the single-use disposable plastic that has just become so convenient and so common that we don't even think about it anymore.
If there are microplastics in tap water or in our beer from Great Lakes, and there is clearly, what can we do about that at home? Is there a way to filter the water or filter the beer? Although I don't know I want to bother filtering my beer, but can they do it at the brewery? Is there some way we can strain this stuff out?
Again, our municipal, at least in Minneapolis, our municipal water system, they do an excellent job of filtering these things out. And so, you know, the water that you get out of your tap might be pretty clean of all of these things, but even this material is so ubiquitous. I mean, I'm wearing a synthetic jacket right now, and it's made out of polymers, you know, and just by, like, standing next to my water cup here and abrading the sleeve, I could be releasing plastic particles that end up getting into my cup. So I think there really isn't a great way to deal with this unless we talk about the sources.
Marika Suth is an assistant professor of environmental science at Dunwoody College of Technology. She conducted the study as a student at the University of Minnesota School of Public Health. Hey, thanks for telling us. Not great news, but thanks anyway.
Yeah, thanks for helping us tell our story.